Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Right, let's focus in on Liverpool Football Club. And at the start of next season, it's quite likely we'll see a different face in goal for Liverpool as they start their Premier League campaign. Now, Loris Karius's face has been plastered everywhere for the past couple of days as the club confirmed that he has been signed for £4.7 million, of course, from Klopp's first club. He knows him all too well. Let's get the insider point of view on it all with Lutz Pfannenstiel, former keeper, of course, in Germany and now scout with Hoffenheim. Morning to you, Lutz.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Give us, first of all, a bit of a rundown on how his career has progressed. He's only a young man, but Loris Karius, what would you say about him?
Well, I think one of the big advantages Liverpool will have is that he kind of learned his football in England. You know, he spent his youth at Manchester City. So the football culture, the way of living, also the way it is trained and the way it is played, it's nothing new for him. So I think that is definitely a very, very big advantage. When he returned from Man City to Mainz, well, you know, he didn't have it easy. He first was in the under-23s and then he was only third choice, and many people didn't really think that he will make it big time. But through some suspension and some red card and an injury, he made a few games. And then, to be honest, the last 2 years, he was one of the players, not just the goalkeepers, one of the players in the Bundesliga who had an unbelievable good development. And looking at the last season, I think he was instrumental for Mainz actually finishing quite high in the table. And he had an outstanding season. So I think a transfer to a bigger club in Germany or to a top club in Europe was on the cards. And I believe it's a good step for Liverpool, and it's also a very, very good step for Loris Karius.
I've seen quite a few reports saying that he was probably second only to Manuel Neuer in some of his performances in the season gone by.
Yeah, you know, Mainz is always a team which I think you have to look between 10 and 15. They're working really good, but budget-wise, it's an average team. And what he did this year, I mean, yeah, it was outstanding, you know. I mean, one of his big strengths is that he, when you look at him on the field, he looks always very calm, very composed. He never stresses, and that also obviously shines over to his defenders and to the back line. So that kind of attitude he presents is one of the big advantages, because people know what to expect. And looking back at the whole season, I think he hardly made any mistakes, and he was the guy who was really, well, let's say he made 6 or 7 big saves, which alone won the club probably more than 10 points. And if a goalkeeper holds you 10 points, then automatically you are the player of the season.
Lutz, as a goalkeeper yourself, you know that sometimes you get a fair degree of the criticism, don't you? And Simon Mignolet has certainly had his share of that. Will Loris cope with that if it comes his way?
Well, the pressure in Liverpool, or the pressure playing for a big club in Europe, is obviously different than playing for Mainz 05. But what I just said before, you know, there is goalkeepers who panicking at some point, or who can't take the pressure and then crumble, starting to make mistakes. Karius seems to be too cool, to be honest. He whenever he did something wrong, you know, he just gives a little smile in the camera and carries on. So I don't think that he will be too much worried about if he gets criticism. When it comes to Mignolet, I mean, I still believe that Simon Mignolet is a very, very good goalkeeper. Yes, he had a few bad games and he made some high-profile mistakes. But, you know, like it is, I think maybe also the competition really was missing this year. Now they're having two, I would say, still young European good goalkeepers, and both of them will push each other. So Mignolet will not give his place just for a joke. I think he wants to stay the number one. Karius comes with a good price tag and with the attitude he wants to stay in goal like he was the last 2 years now. So I think it will be an open fight, where I personally believe that Karius, simply through his confidence he gained in the last 2 years, will be the guy who most likely will start the season.
Do you think he's been given some assurances by the manager on that?
No, I don't think that Jurgen Klopp is probably one of the last managers in the world who will give any player any kind of assurance that he will play. You know, that Jurgen Klopp is too professional and too hardworking that he would give anybody a guarantee. I think it's the truth is always on the field, especially on the training week, on the training field. And if a player doesn't work hard, if a player doesn't perform in training, then Klopp is the guy who says, well, not with me, you're not playing. So especially at the goalkeeper, I don't think that he will take any chance and will do that. So I think it will be an open fight and the best goalkeeper will play. So I think it's all about pre-season. And yes, of course, if you bring in a new goalkeeper, then lots of people expect a new goalkeeper to play. Probably most people in Liverpool will do the same. But as I said, the pre-season, the friendly games, and especially the training, that will show who fits better into the team and who is the better match.
And Lutz, you mentioned he's already got his experience with Manchester City. But just if you stand back and you talk about a keeper moving from a different league to the Premier League, is it slightly different than a player? Because sometimes we get this idea of, well, the player's going to need to take time to adjust to things. Is it a bit more straightforward for a keeper to move to a different league?
Yes, I think you're right. It's a little bit different. Sometimes a player, you know, who really just doesn't really cope with the speed and with the intensity of the game, especially in England or when other European players coming to Germany, it's just the same way. For a goalkeeper, of course, there is a little bit of differences, but I think there, at the end of the day, a goalkeeper is a little bit like an individual player. He plays his game. He tries to obviously stop the goals and does what he does best. So. Yeah, I think there is not as much adjustment needed as for an outfield player. However, still, you're moving to a different place. And I don't think that will be a problem for Karius, though, because he knows the language. He knows the northern part of England, you can say. And I think for him, it's more like, if you, like same when I played in England, if you're returning to a place where you played before and you really want to prove yourself that you can really do it in a big club, and having been at Man City in the youth and in the reserves, I think now that step just a few years later to a massive club like Liverpool, I think that's motivation enough for him to really do the best he can, and obviously I believe that he will succeed.
He's a bit of a poster boy, isn't he? He's a bit of a David Beckham, all the tattoos, handsome. There's going to be a few girls swooning over this man, isn't there?
You know, actually, funny enough, I don't look at guys like that. yeah, I think he looks all right in Germany because he's very quiet. You know, he's not the guy who looks for the headlines, who looks for the pictures. He's more or less doing his stuff. But knowing some of the looks of English goalkeepers, I think he will be a pretty good-looking one over there.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, they're not that good-looking, are they? Just some thoughts on Mario Götze. For months, Lutz, Liverpool fans, I think, have been hanging on the idea that Mario Götze would make the move from the Bundesliga to Liverpool. Now, all of a sudden, in the past few days, we've seen various sort of comments which have indicated this won't happen. Is that simply because Liverpool haven't made Champions League football?
No, I don't think so. I think it simply has to do that Mario Götze is like, because of the goal he scored in the World Cup, he will be always a big name in the German history books of football. I mean, there is no doubt about it. But the time he had under Pep Guardiola, to be honest, it was really, really difficult for him, you know. I mean, he had injuries and he didn't play as much as he should have played. So I think Mario Götze is a player who wants to prove that he will be a success in Bayern Munich. I think with Ancelotti, the card are newly shuffled and then obviously he will get a fair chance. I think he really wants to prove himself in Munich that he is an international class player. And if he would have moved now, it doesn't matter, back to Dortmund or to Liverpool or any other club, people in Germany, people in Munich would say, well, he didn't make it in Munich and he failed. And I think he wants to rewrite that story and say, well, you know, it was not me. It really was different circumstances. And under Ancelotti, I will show what I can do in real.
So perhaps that move was never that close.
No, I think it was. I think it really was that close because, the speculation was going on for a long, long time and Mario Götze was definitely not happy in Munich because he wanted to, or he deserves playing first team football in a top league for a top club. And I think the frustration just really kind of created a situation that he wants or he has to leave Bayern Munich. But I think after talks now with the board, also with Ancelotti, and I believe there it was clear that he should fancy the chance. To be honest, I think he's doing the right thing to stay in Munich, you know, and give it a go. And if really it doesn't work again, then maybe the club and the player are just not the right match and he needs to move on. But I really think that there was lots of talks that he would move to Jurgen Klopp because he was under Klopp. That's where he became the player what he can be. And I think, unfortunately for Liverpool, but if he would have moved to Liverpool, he would have been a huge success because the kind of chemistry between Jurgen Klopp and Mario Götze was fantastic. And I think he would have been again up absolutely at the top of his game.
And last time you were on, Lutz, you quite correctly predicted that you thought Klopp would start sort of fishing in the German market for players there that he knew pretty well. So obviously, he would have wanted Götze. He's obviously brought in Loris there, Joel Matip as well. Are there other players you think that he might have identified within the Bundesliga?
Yeah, I think he still will look to strengthen the squad at a few positions. For sure in the Bundesliga as well, but not necessarily only in the Bundesliga. I think there is also other markets in Spain and in France where there is very, very good players for reasonable prices you can get. So I don't think that he will look too much on the English market. So he probably has to look a little bit more abroad. And I could imagine there is maybe one or two more interesting players from the German league, not necessarily German nationalities, but players from the German league which could improve the squad for next season.
And anyone being spoken about over there?
Well, I mean, there is lots of rumours, but lots of the players which were spoken, they moved somewhere else. Like Hummels was another player who moved now to Bayern Munich. So right now there is not really a really, really hot topic, but you know, that can change within a few days. Also, the player from my team, Kevin Volland from Hoffenheim, which was also a rumor that reunite him with Roberto Firmino could be a great move. And he signed last week for Bayer Leverkusen. So many of the speculations we had over here, they kind of fell through. But you know, we only in May, so there's a long, long time to go.
Yeah.
And I still believe that looking at the squad Jurgen Klopp had last year, looking at the results he got overall, I mean, reaching two finals and really improving the football in the moment he came. I think that if he just adjusts on a few positions, a little bit more quality, then Liverpool will have next year a brilliant season.
Lutz, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you as well.
Take care.
Greetings to Liverpool. Bye-bye.
Lutz Van and Steel, former German keeper.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.